So today's daf, Bava Metzia Ayin Aleph, specifically Ayin Aleph Beis, discusses more ribbis. So we know that there is a prohibition of lending and borrowing money, the ribbis, from another Jew. Yet, when it comes to lending and borrowing with ribbis from a non-Jew, it is permitted, maybe even a mitzvah, according to some Rishonim, but it's definitely permitted. So the Gemara in Ayin Aleph Beis has a very interesting case. The Gemara quotes from the Braisa the following case. Let's say you have a Jew who borrows money from a guy. Yeah? Reuven borrows money from a guy. And the halacha is that Reuven, the Jew, is allowed to borrow the money and he has to pay the ribbis back to the guy. Fine. So the Gemara tells the following scenario. Let's say Shimon comes along. Shimon's another Jew. We're going to have Reuven, Shimon, and Christopher to make things pretty clear. So Reuven borrowed money from Christopher. Shimon comes along and says to Reuven, Reuven, instead of giving the loan and the ribbis back to Christopher, give me the money, and whatever additional interest you incur in the meantime before you give back the money, I will pay that back to the guy on your behalf. So Shimon says to the Reuven, give me the money and I will pay back any additional interest that happens, that occurred because of the delay of Christopher getting the money. So the Gemara says that's prohibited. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Because it's as if Shimon is now borrowing money from Reuven and paying ribbis on the loan. Regardless of whether Shimon gives the ribbis to Reuven or to Christopher, since Shimon now is borrowing money from Reuven and paying interest on that loan, even though Shimon says that he's doing it on behalf or he's doing it because of Christopher's loan, since Lamaisa, Shimon came on his own and borrowed money, took the money from Reuven and is going to pay interest on that, the Gemara says that is prohibited. Yet the Gemara says, if Christopher appoints Shimon as a shliach to collect the debt on behalf of him, so Shimon is allowed to go to Reuven and take the money, even if Shimon is now going to go ahead and pay more interest. The Gemara says that if Christopher appoints Shimon as a shliach, as an agent, to collect the money from Reuven, that makes it permitted. So when Shimon went on his own to collect the money from Reuven and pay interest, the Gemara says that's prohibited. But if Shimon is doing it on behalf of Christopher, as a shliach of Christopher, that the Gemara says is permitted. Now, the Gemara is bothered by the following question. How could that be? We know that there is an institution of shlichus. Shluchus adam kamoso. You can designate a person as an agent to do something on your behalf. You can designate a person as an agent to do a mitzvah on your behalf. And you can designate a person to be an agent to acquire, to make an acquisition on your behalf. But says the Gemara, the institution of shlichus was only said between one Jew and another Jew. However, between a Jew and a non-Jew, there is no institution of shlichus. So says the Gemara, how could it be then that when Christopher designates Shimon as an agent to collect the debt on his behalf, it becomes permitted? If Shimon were to do it on his own, it would be prohibited because then it's like Shimon is borrowing money from Reuven and paying debt on that loan. So too, when Shimon does it as the agent of Christopher, it's as if he's doing it on his own because that shlichus is command delesa. That shlichus is a zero because there is no institution of shlichus between a Jew and a non-Jew. That is the Gemara's question. The Gemara goes ahead and gives a bunch of things. You guys saw this Gemara today at the end of Ayin Aleph Beis. So the Gemara gives a bunch of terutzim. So we're going to focus on the Gemara's last answer. How could it be that when Christopher designates Shimon as a shliach to collect the debt on his behalf from Reuven, it becomes permitted for Shimon to take the money, the loan, from Reuven, even though Shimon is going to end up paying interest on that loan since he's acting as the agent of Christopher? What do you mean there's no shlichus? So the Gemara says in the name of Ravina. You take a look in source one. This is the third to last line, the last word, Ravina. Ravina Amar. The third to last line, last word on the line, Ravina Amar. Nihi deshlichas lenachri leisle. Says the Gemara. Granted, it's true that there's no mechanism of shlichas, of agency, between a Jew and a non-Jew. So therefore, how can Christopher designate Shimon as an agent to collect the debt on his behalf? Nevertheless, says the Gemara, Zechia midarabanan islay. Nevertheless, there is what we call Zechia. What is Zechia? Zechia is acquisition. What is acquisition? We know that a person can acquire money on his own behalf, right? I can go to the store and I could buy something for myself. I can pick up something from Hefker and acquire it by myself, on my behalf. The Gemara says there's also an institution of Zechia, what we call Zachin L'Adam Shel B'fanav. I can acquire something on someone else's behalf. That's the institution, the halacha of Zachin L'Adam Shel B'fanav. I see a very nice object on the floor that I think is Hefker, and I think Alan will really like it. So I can pick it up from Hefker and say that I am acquiring this on Alan's behalf. The Gemara says that works through the mechanism of Zachin La'adam Shelo B'fanav. You could acquire something for someone else without his knowledge. That's the halacha of Zachin La'adam Shelo B'fanav. We've discussed that before and we're going to discuss it more b'yin tonight exactly how that mechanism works. So the Gemara says that even though a non-Jew cannot designate a Jew as an agent, nevertheless, the Jew can acquire something on behalf of the non-Jew. So now, when the Jew goes ahead, Shimon goes to Reuven and collects the debt from Reuven on behalf of Christopher, the Gemara says that works through the mechanism of Zechiah, of Zachin La'adam Shel B'fanav. At least the Gemara says rabbinically, midrabbanan. That's what the Gemara says. We're going to come back to that in a moment. That the significance of the fact that it's only midrabbanan. So the Gemara says, where do we find such a thing that if shlichas doesn't work, nevertheless you can have zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav? So says the Gemara, midi dehava katan. It should be no different than acquisitions by a minor. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, katan lav afal gad deleisle shlichas isle zechiyah midrabbanan. Just like a minor cannot designate an agent, a minor can't designate a shliach, and you cannot make a minor into a shliach. But nevertheless, the Gemara assumes that there is the mechanism of zechia for a katan. I can acquire something on a katan's behalf, and a katan may be able to acquire something for me on my behalf, albeit midrabbanan, even though there's no shlichas. Says the Gemara, hachanami lo shnal, so too when it comes to a nachri, when it comes to a non-Jew, even though there's no shlichas, nevertheless, the Gemara says, there should be Zechiah. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's why Christopher, when he appoints Shimon as an agent, and Shimon collects the debt from Reuven on his behalf, even though there was no real agency, there was no real shlichas, but since Shimon has in mind to collect the debt on behalf of Christopher, it's ki'ilu Christopher acquires the debt, and that's why it's permitted for Shimon to take the money from Reuven. It's not ki'ilu he's taking, borrowing money directly from Reuven. It's ki'ilu he is acquiring the money on behalf of Christopher. That's what the Gemara is. Now, says the Gemara, not so fast. Velohi. That's not a good comparison. You can't compare a nachri and a katan. Why? Yisrael asi l'chal shlichas. When you have a child, a minor, who's Jewish, even though right now he has no agency, he cannot become a shliach, and he cannot designate a shliach, but eventually when he becomes a gadol, when he becomes a bar mitzvah, he will be in the parsha of shlichas, he will be able to be an agent and designate an agent. Therefore, that's why Chazal instituted the mechanism of Zechiah. However, a nachri lo asi l'chal shlichas. A non-Jew is never, unless he converts, he's never going to be in the parsha of shlichas. Therefore, there's no basis for the assertion of the Gemara of Ravina that Chazal instituted the idea of zach and the ability to acquire something on behalf of a non-Jew, or for a non-Jew to acquire something on behalf of a Jew. So, two points. One is, the first point is what we're going to really focus on, and we're going to develop this idea, so I just want to put that out there, and then we're going to come back to a minor point. We'll come back to the major point, which I just want to lay out there first. The Gemara clearly is making an equation between the mechanism of Zechiah, Zach and Adam Shel B'fanav, my ability to acquire something on behalf of someone else, and the mechanism of Shlichus, right? the Gemara is comparing and contrasting them. The Gemara says, oh, a non-Jew, even though he doesn't have shlichas, he does have zechiyah. And the Gemara ends up saying, no. If you want to have zechiyah, you have to be in the parsha of shlichas. And a katan only has zechiyah, zachon adam shalvan, because maybe eventually he'll be in the parsha of shlichas. So the Gemara is clearly comparing and equating on a certain level the mechanism of zechiyah, my ability to acquire something on someone else's behalf, and shlichas, my ability to designate someone as an agent on my behalf. So what we're going to discuss, for the most part this evening, is what is the relationship, if there is a relationship, between zachin la'adam shalom b'fan of zechiyah and the mechanism of shlichas. That's the main subject tonight. Just a minor point, not so minor, very fundamental, but tangential in terms of what our discussion is. The Gemara initially, when Ravina suggested the reason why Christopher is allowed, why Shimon is allowed to acquire the money on behalf of Christopher, the Gemara said is because at that stage of the Gemara that Shimon can acquire on behalf of Christopher midrabana, rabbinically, right? So wait a second. The Ramban asks, I don't understand. If we're dealing with the Torah prohibition of ribis, right? There's a potential iser d'oraisa. When Shimon takes the money from Reuven and pays interest on that loan, we're dealing with a potential iser d'oraisa of ribis. So how could it be, says the Ramban, that zechiyah midrabanan, when Chazal would enact an ability to acquire on behalf of a non-Jew rabbinically, how could the rabbinic acquisition circumvent the potential Torah prohibition of ribis? I understand if zechiyah, if the ability to acquire on behalf of a non-Jew would be a Torah acquisition, so the Torah acquisition can circumvent the Torah prohibition of ribis. But how could it be that a rabbinic zechiyah, a rabbinic acquisition, can circumvent the potential Torah prohibition of ribis? That's the Ramban's question. So the Ramban gives an answer. Very interesting. The Ramban says, who says we're dealing with ribis d'oraisa here? The Ramban suggests that maybe ribis d'oraisa is if I borrow money from a Jew and I pay him the interest back. But let's say theoretically I borrow money from Dr. Lessen. And Dr. Lessen is such a generous guy. He doesn't want the loan back. He wants to help out his friend down the block. So he says, Rabbi Per, instead of giving me the interest, pay my friend down the block the interest. So that's usher. I can't do that because I'm still paying interest on the loan that I borrowed from Dr. Lessen. But the Ramban says that's only midrabanan. The Torah prohibition of ribis is only if I give the interest to the lender. But if I give the interest to a third party, the Ramban suggests that that's usur, but that's only going to be rabbinic. So says the Ramban, if that's the case, in our Gemara, we're dealing with rabbinic ribis. Because the Gemara is talking about a case, according to the Ramban, when Shimon takes the loan from Reuven and he's going to give the interest to Christopher. So in that case, since it's only going to be ribis midrabanan, that's how the rabbinic acquisition of zechiyah can circumvent the rabbinic prohibition. That's the Ramban. Okay. But what's the premise of the Ramban? The premise of the Ramban is that whenever we're dealing with a Torah prohibition or a Torah category, a rabbinic kinyan, a kinyan midrabanan, does not register, does not qualify. That was the premise of the Ramban's question. Says the Rashba over here, argues on the Ramban and says, I don't know. Ron can tell us all about it from the Gemara Maseches Gittin. We have an institution of Hefker based in Hefker. That Chazal, in the realm of monetary law, have the ability to manipulate and create kinyanim and to determine ownership. That's how Chazal were able to make the whole institution of Prozbul. Right? That's the Gemara Maseches Gittin. That through the mechanism of Hefker, Beis and Hefker, Chazal can determine ownership. And Chazal have the right to make kinyanim. So says the Rashba, even if Chazal make up a kinyan, and like in this case, that Chazal made up that a goy, that a Yisrael can acquire something on behalf of a non-Jew, even if it's only midrabanan, because it's working with the mechanism of Hefker Beis and Hefker, that works even on a Torah level, even though it's coming from Chazal. But since we're dealing with monetary law, in the realm of monetary law, Chazal, what Chazal say, registers on a Torah level, and it can even circumvent a potential prohibition of Ribbis Min HaTorah. That is the opinion of the Rashba. So we have a fundamental machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba when dealing with rabbinic kinyanim. How do we treat those? How do we view those on a Torah level? So we spoke about this briefly on Shabbos in terms of the broader question of dinim derabanan, how they relate to Torah law. How does the Torah perceive rabbinic enactments? Of course, we have to keep them. But in terms of the relationship between rabbinic law and Torah law, what's the interplay between the two? So this machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba is a very, very fundamental one. Let's say, I think we discussed this on, I think this is one of the earlier shiurim, we discussed this machlokas. Let's say you're a mekadesh, a woman, with something that you acquired only midrabanan. Or you do some type of rabbinic kinyan to get it to the woman. Are you guys married midrabanan or midoraisa? So that's a major machlokas rishonim, a major machlokas achronim. But it's this shaila. When we're dealing with a rabbinic kinyan, how does the Torah, does it register on a Torah level, or it only registers on a rabbinic level? So that's this machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba. Okay. That's a different discussion. We're not going to focus too much on that. What that depends on may depend on two sources for Hefker Beis and Hefker in the Gemara Maseches Gittin. That's a big discussion. Not for now. We're going to focus on the Gemara's seeming comparison and equation between Shlichus, agency, and Zechia, the ability to acquire something on someone else's behalf. So Tosas, the Bali Tosas, in many places in Shas, assume that there is a clear, direct relationship between Shlichus and Zechiah. What does that mean? What exactly is the relationship? So before we explain what Tosas says, we have to see another Gemara. Tosas proves from another Gemara earlier in Bava Metzia that there is a clear relationship between Zachin La'adam Shlo B'fanav, acquiring something on someone else's behalf, and the mechanism of Shlichus, of agency. It's a Gemara we discussed a couple of months ago, in the beginning of Bava Metzia and Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara is trying to figure out what's the source for Kinyan Chatzer, right? We know, just like I can acquire something on my behalf, the Gemara assumes that if something goes into my Chatzer, into my courtyard, into my house, I can acquire through that. The Chatzer can acquire something on my behalf. So the Gemara has a whole back and forth discussion exactly how that works. What's the mechanism of Kinyan Chatzer? So the Gemara first assumes that Kinyan Chatzer works through the mechanism of yad, right? Just like yado shel adam is kona, just like if something is placed in my hand, that's what we call kinyan yad. The Torah says that when a person wants to divorce his wife, he places the get v'nasa biyada, he places it in her hand, and the Gemara says that's the source, that anything that's placed in someone's hand can affect the kinyan. So the Gemara says, so too, chatzer is an extension of a person's body. My property is an extension of my body. So just like I can acquire something with my hand, with my body, so too my property, my real estate, can acquire something on my behalf. That's what the Gemara assumes initially. And then the Gemara says, that's not the whole story. What does the Gemara say? It's a bit yad, and it's also shlichus. The Gemara says that a chatzer, my chatzer, can also be an agent on my behalf. Just like I can designate Dr. Lesson to acquire something on my behalf, so too my chatzer can acquire something as my behalf, as my agent. So say, take a look in source 5, the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Yud Beis. Says the Gemara, chatzer israbai mishum yad v'logara mishlichus. It's no worse than shlichus. So the Gemara says, gabi get the chovula ein chavin la'adam el v'fanav. So therefore, since chatzer works as a shliach through the mechanism of Zechiah, says the Gemara, therefore by get, which is bad for the woman, she's not going to acquire the get bal karcha if she doesn't want it from her chatzir. The gabi matana, since it's something good for me, my chatzir can acquire a matana. So let's say I have no idea as to whether Dr. Lesson wants to give me a gift, and I'm not around, and he's not sure how to get it to me, but he knows where I live. So he throws it into my backyard. So the Gemara says that since that's something that's beneficial to me, even though I don't know about it, Zochen la'adam shlo b'fanav, it's a schus, so my chatzer can acquire something on my behalf. So the Gemara says that since chatzer works as a shliach, it can be zoche on my behalf, even without my knowledge. So you see the Gemara makes another equation between the mechanism of shlichus and zochen la'adam shlo b'fanav, an agent and the ability to acquire things on someone else's behalf. So what exactly is that equation? So Tosus in a few places says the following chiddush, and this is the lashon that the Rishonim use. It's called zochen mitam shlichus. Zochen works through shlichus. What does that mean? Zochen works through shlichus. So the Rishonim explain as follows: just like I can tell Ellie, I really want that hefker object over there. There's a nice basketball on the street. Can you go ahead and acquire it on my behalf? So I can make Eli a shliach explicitly to acquire something on my behalf. That works for sure. So too, if Eli knows that I'll really like that basketball, but I didn't tell him, but he knows, he can go ahead and acquire that on my behalf and says, Taisvis, that works because retroactively, we view it as if I had appointed him a shliach. I didn't appoint him a shliach. I did not say anything to Eli, but he knows me. He knows I like that basketball. I would like that basketball. So when he goes and acquires it on my behalf, Tosa says, Anan Sahade. There's a legal fiction. We can declare it's as if I had initially appointed Eli as a shliach. So I can explicitly appoint Eli as a shliach, or I can implicitly appoint Eli as a shliach. Even if I didn't, says Taisvis, if we're dealing with something which is a zchus, zochen la'adam shel b'fanav means that Eli can acquire something on my behalf because we can assume it's as if I had appointed him a shliach even if I actually didn't. It's a type of a legal fiction that retroactively we can declare that I made the person my shliach to acquire that object on my behalf, even if I did not do so explicitly. That's what the Bali Tosas call Zochen Mitam Shlichas. That Zochen the Adam Shalom B'Fanav works through the mechanism of Shlichas. There's explicit agency. I can explicitly designate someone as an agent on my behalf to make an acquisition. But sometimes, even if I didn't make that explicit declaration, appointment of agency, nevertheless, if it's something which is objectively good for me, and someone wants to acquire something on my behalf, then we say, Anan Sahadeh, that it's as if I had appointed him a shliach, even though I didn't explicitly. Even though I didn't so explicitly, we say retroactively, it's as if I had initially appointed Eli as a shliach to acquire the object on my behalf. That is what the Bali Tosa say, that Zichia, Zochen la'adam shel b'fanav, works through the mechanism of shlichus. That's what they mean. Does that make sense? Is that clear? Not so much. Let's say it again. So that you can have shlichus. Shlichus is when I can explicitly designate someone as a shliach. I can explicitly say to Eli, please be my agent and acquire that on my behalf. No one argues about that. That for sure works, no problem, whether it's good for me, whether it's bad for me. I can designate Eli as a shliach to acquire anything under the sun. Even if it's something which is going to be to my detriment, I can make him a shliach. Now, the Gemara is mechadish that there's a concept of zochen la'adam shel b'fanav, which means that if it's something which we assume is objectively good for me, and Eli knows that it's good for me, even if I don't appoint him as a shliach explicitly, if he goes ahead and acquires it on my behalf, the assumption is it's a legal fiction because it didn't happen. I did not tell Eli to be a shliach. But the assumption is, at least maybe retroactively, we view it as if I had initially appointed Eli as a shliach, as an agent, to acquire on my behalf. So the Bali Tosa assume that's how Zochen La'adam Shelo B'Fanav works. Zechia always works through the mechanism of shlichus. That is what the Bali Tosa hold, and that is one camp in the Rishonim. Now, there's another perspective. There's another view in the Rishonim that hold that Zechiah and Shlichus have nothing to do with each other. Even though the Gemara in a few places seems to give you the impression that Zechiah and Shlichus are two sides of the same coin, nevertheless, there are other Gemaras, believe it or not, which seem to imply otherwise. That was sarcastic. So says the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Mem Beis in Source 8. The Gemara in Kiddushin, that's the beginning of the second parak. The Gemara is trying to find the source for Shlucha Shal de Kamosa. Right? The Gemara is trying to find the source in the Torah that agency works. Okay? That's the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Aleph and Beis, Mem Beis and Aleph, the whole sugi over there that we discussed in the past. Here in Source 8. The Gemara says, the Ella had the Amr of Gidom Rav. Maybe Minayin Shluchos Adam Kamosa. From where do we know that an agent, a person can designate an agent on his behalf, and that the agent becomes an extension of the person? Shneamar, v'nasi echad nasi echad mimata. So we know that when the Jewish people were dividing up the land of Israel, they had custodians on behalf of the various families and the various shvatim who were representatives of those families and those shvatim when dividing up the land. So the Gemara says, wait a second, how could it be that the Nesiim were acquiring land, dividing up land on behalf of other people? Says the Gemara, isn't that through the mechanism of shlichus? Tepeglei shlichus mehacha? Why don't we derive shlichus from here? That the Nesiim were functioning as the agents on behalf of the Shvatim to divide up the land. So isn't this a good source for shlichus shel adam kamoso? Says the Gemara, no. V'tispra da shlichusu. You think that was working through the mechanism of shlichus? But tanin labani shlichus nenu. Says the Gemara, there were minors who were amongst Klal Yisrael at the time. And we know minors cannot designate an agent, they cannot designate a shliach. So obviously the Nesiim were not functioning as agents on behalf of the minors amongst Klal Yisrael in terms of dividing up the land. So says the Gemara, you're right, Ela ki ha de rava barafun, adam rava barafun amagil marav, minayin shezachan the adam shalabafanav, shenemar v'nasi echad, nasi echad. Says the Gemara, you're right. Nasi echad, the Nesiim functioning, dividing up the land on behalf of the Jewish people is not through shlichus, rather it was working through the mechanism of zachin la'adam shel b'fanav, that the Nesiim were acquiring the land of Israel on behalf of the Shvatim, not through the mechanism of shlichus, rather through the mechanism of zachin la'adam shel b'fanav. Whoa, wait a second. So doesn't the Gemara in Kiddushin explicitly differentiate between agency, shlichus on the one hand, and zachin la'adam shel b'fanav, zechia, acquiring something on someone's behalf on the other hand? The Gemara says, nasi echad, the Nesiim dividing up the land was not working through shlichus. It couldn't have worked through shlichus because there were minors there. It must have been working through the mechanism of zachin la'adam shel b'fanav. So what is the Gemara telling us almost explicitly? That zechia is lav mitam shlichus. Zechia, zachin la'adam shel b'fanav, my ability to acquire something on someone else's behalf does not work through shlichus. Tosas was telling us beforehand, we had a bunch of Gemaras above Metzia. Tosas was making this assumption that Zechia works mitam shlichus, and a whole lumdisha explanation that it's anan sahade, we assume, we make this halachic fiction that retroactively it's as if I appointed someone a shliach to acquire something on my behalf. So Tosas explained that Zechia is mitam shlichus, but the Gemara in Kiddushin seems to say almost explicitly that shlichus and zechia are two separate things. The Gemara first assumes Nasi Echad is talking about shlichus. The Gemara says, no. It can't be talking about shlichus because it doesn't make any sense by minors. It must be talking about zachna adam shel b'fanav, of the ability to acquire something on someone else's behalf. So the Gemara is almost explicit that zechia and shlichus are really two separate things. They're not one and the same. The Ritva in Maseches Kiddushin points that out, and if you turn the page, the Ramban in his commentary in Kiddushin Achav Gimel Beis also assumes this way, not like Tosus. Take a look in Source 9. When we can yishlocha lilmod, he's coming from a different Gemara in Kiddushin Achav Gimel Beis, but it's the same idea. When we can yishlocha lilmod, shema shezachin la'adam shelo b'fanav, that which you can acquire something on someone else's behalf, says the Ramban, eino mita'am shlichus. It's not working through the mechanism of shlichus. And therefore, says the Ramban, lefichach efsher shezachin lekatam, lekatam afil min haTorah. Therefore, he has a nafkamina. He says that if zechia does not work through shlichus, even someone who is not included in the parsha of Shlichus necessarily, you can still have the mechanism of Zachin La'adam Shlobafanav min HaTorah. So even though a katan is not in the parsha of Shlichus, I cannot make a katan an agent, and he cannot make me an agent. But nevertheless, I can still have the kind, the mechanism of Zachin La'adam Shlobafanav by a katan min HaTorah, potentially, the Ramban assumes, not me, the Rabbanan, min HaTorah, because it has nothing to do with Shlichus. So the Ramban argues, and this is the second camp in the Rishonim, that Zachin La'adam Shalom B'fanav does not work through Shlichus. So we have two perspectives, at least two perspectives in the Rishonim so far. We have the Bali Tosfos who assume, based on the Gemara's and Bava Metzia, that Zachin La'adam Shalom B'fanav is a type of Shlichus. It works through Shlichus. It's an implicit Shlichus. I can explicitly designate an agent to acquire something on my behalf, and I can implicitly designate a shliach to acquire something on my behalf. That is the opinion of the Bali Tosfos. And the Ramban and the Ritva, where the Sfarish should be shown him, assume that Zechia does not work through Shlichus. They don't explain what it is, but it does not work through Shlichus. It is not Shlichus. It is a different mechanism. There's Shlichus L'chud and Zachin L'adam L'fanav L'chud. Those are two separate mechanisms. They are not interconnected, and that is the opinion of the Ramban. And a major nafka mina ladina is whether you can have Zachin L'adam Shalom B'fanav on someone who's not shayach to Shlichus. For example, a katan, or Christopher. The problem is the Gemara says explicitly, we pass in, that there's no Zachia, no Shlichus whatsoever. But by a katan, who's a Jewish minor, so there's no shlichus. Everyone agrees that you can't designate a minor as a shliach, but can you have zachin l'adam shel b'fanav by katan min haTorah or only midrabanan? So the Rishonim assume it depends on this question. If zechiyah works through the mechanism of shlichus, then l'chora a katan cannot have zechiyah min haTorah because he's not b'chal shlichus. But if you assume that zechiyah and shlichus are two separate things, so just because a katan cannot have shlichus does not preclude him from being in the parsha of zachin l'adam shel b'fanav. That is the machlokes Rishon. Okay, and that was assumed for many, many years, for generations. That is a great question. We are about to discuss that in a moment. So, that was assumed for many, many years. That there's a simple machlokes. No, there's the machlokes, there's the Tosfos camp, and there's the Ramban camp. There's the Tosfos camp that Zechiyah is mitam shlichus. It works through agency. And then the Ramban's camp that Zechiyah is not mitam shlichus. What is it? Not sure, but it's a separate din. Comes the Ktsais HaChayshin. We've quoted many Ktsais this year. The Ktsais was Reb Aryeh Leib HaKohen Heller. He was a Rav and a Dayan in Galicia in the late 1700s, early 1800s. And his Sefer, the Ktsais HaChayshin, is the classic, one of the classics on Choshen Mishpat. And we've discussed many of his Chidushim over the past couple of years. So the Ktsais has the following question. The Ktsais thinks that it's impossible for anyone to say that Zachin La'adam Shalom B'fanav works through Shlichus. Impossible. I'll tell you a secret. Tosfos seems to say it almost explicitly in a few places, but the Ktsais thinks that Tosfos can't mean it. You can't take Tosfos literally. It can't be that Zachin La'adam Shalom B'fanav, that when Eli acquires something on behalf, it's ki'ilu I had retroactively, that I appointed him a Shliach. Why not? He says it's against an explicit Gemara in Bava Metzia earlier in the Masechta. Which Gemara? Can anyone guess? We have a famous machlokis early in the Masechta between Abai and Rava, Yesh lo midas, have yesh or lo have yesh. We know that there's an institution of yesh, right? If I lose an object and I'm misyayish, I give up hope, I don't think I'm ever going to find the object, and then lo and behold, someone finds the object, they're allowed to keep it. That's the concept of yeush. That's yeush midas. If I had yeush before the object was found, the finder is allowed to keep it. That's the concept of yeush. That's called yeush midas. What's yeush shalom midas? Yeush shalom midas is that I lose an object, but I don't know that I lost the object. Once I know that I lost the object, I'm going to give up hope because I have there are no simanim, and it was lost in a place where I don't anticipate I'll ever find it. But it happens to be that I don't know that I lost the object yet. But if I knew that I lost the object, I would be miyayish. and someone goes ahead and they find the object before I find out that I lost the object, right? So I lose my watch, but I don't know that I lost my watch. I know that it fell out of my pocket, but I really don't expect that I'm going to be able, once I find out, I don't expect that I'm ever going to be able to find it. And Dr. Lessen finds my watch and he likes it. So that's what we call Yesh Shalomidas. I don't know yet that I lost the object, but if I knew, and when I find out that I lost the object, I will be Miyaish. So the question is Dr. Lessen allowed to keep the watch, even though he picked it up before I was actually Miyaish, before I actually gave up hope? That is the Machlekes Abaye and Rava of Yesh Lomidas, right? Fifth grade, sixth grade, Gemara. That's the first Machlekes everyone learns. Yesh Lomidas, Haviyesh, or Lo Haviyesh. And we know we pass in like Abaye, that's one of the Yal Kagams, it's the Yod, Yesh Lomidas, Lo Haviyesh, we pass in like Abaye against Rava, Yesh Lomidas, Lo Haviyesh. So in that sugya, the Gemara has the following proof against Abaye. And take a look, the Tzos quotes the Gemara here in source 10. How can you ever say that Zechiah works through the mechanism of Shlichas? The Habperkil Mitzvah is Daf Chabez. The Gemara says about Mitzvah, Daf Chabez, but plucked the Baya Rabba by Yesh Lomidas. Regarding the Machlokas Bayan Rabba about Yesh Lomidas, the Rabba Savar came in the Chiyada Miyash Hash Nami Haviyesh. Rabba thinks that when I find that, I'll give up hope. Therefore, it's as if I gave up hope already. Abai Savar Hashlam Yalo Yada. Abai says, but right now, practically, I haven't given up hope. Therefore, the finder is not allowed to keep it. Vamrin Allah Tashma. And the Gemara says, wants to bring a proof. Ketzad Amru, Hatorim Shalmidas Trumas or Trumas. So the Gemara says, what's the following halacha? Hare, Shayar the Soch Sada Chavero, Velikit Vitarim Shalobershus. Let's say I have a pile of grain in my backyard, and Dr. Lessen comes down to my backyard and separates Trumas. Well, yeah, that makes sense because he's a Kohen. So separates Trumas and Maestros on my behalf. He's no Gevadaver, he wants to keep them for himself. So he separates Trumas and Maestros on my behalf. Alan's also a Kohen. So Velikit Vitarim. I'm sorry? Jordan, you're a Kohen also? Do I know that? I forgot that. Vitarim shalobershus. I know. Half. Wow. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Vitarim shalobershus. So the Gemara says, Im choshish mishim gezel ein shumas or truma, vim lav ein shumas or truma. Says the Gemara that if we're concerned that I would not want Dr. Lessen to separate the truma on my behalf, then it doesn't work. How do we know whether I'd want him to or not? So the Gemara says, so now we're just going to streamline in the interest of time. The Gemara says that if, when Dr. Lessen tells me that he separates the truma, I'm happy about it, then truma, if I tell him, oh, you should have taken the better stuff, I express clear pleasure in what Dr. Lessen did on my behalf, the Gemara says it works. Even though I didn't know at the time, when Dr. Lessen separated the truma on my behalf, I didn't know. But the Gemara says, nevertheless, if I subsequently express happiness, then it works. So says Rava, isn't that akin to Yesh Shalomidas? I didn't know at the time, but when I find out if I'm happy about it, we view it as if I was retroactively always happy. So too says Rava against Abaye. Why we should say the same thing by Yesh. And we should say that even though I didn't know at the time that the finder picked up the object that I lost it, but when I find out, I'll give up hope. We should view retroactively as if I always gave up hope. That's what Rava says. And Rava actually says, no, I'll defend Abaye on this one. And I'll say, Hacha b'mayas inon, what's the case about Truma? I designated Dr. Lessen a shliach. I had explicitly designated him a shliach. I explicitly designated him a shliach, but I didn't tell him what to separate. So since I designated him a shliach, that's a different story. That has nothing to do with the Yesh Lomidas. It says the Ksais, wait a second. The Gemara just told us that according to Abaye, that Yesh Lomidas works, does not work, that we can't say that there is Yesh retroactively. So too, we can't have retroactive Shlichas. When Dr. Lessen came and told me that he separated the true on my behalf, we can't say that, oh, since I'm happy about it, retroactively, it's as if I had initially appointed Dr. Lessen as my shliach. We don't say that. And says the Ktzois, since we paskin like Abaye, that Yesh Lomidas, Lohav Yesh, we don't say this retroactive idea that it's as if I was always Miyash, so too, we should not be able to say this retroactive idea that we can appoint a shliach retroactively. Shlichus has to be an explicit appointment, of agency. However, we cannot say that retroactively, since the person was happy about it, it's as if he initially appointed the agent as his agent, as his shliach. So says the Ktzos, this Gemara in Bava Metzia is telling us explicitly that shlichus does not work retroactively. So how can Tosfos say that Zachin La'adam Shalom B'fanav works through retroactive shlichus? The Gemara tells us explicitly in the sugya of Yeyush L'midas that just like Yeyush does not work retroactively, so too agency does not work retroactively. So how can Tosfos say that the mechanism of Zachin La'adam Shalom B'fanav works through the mechanism of retroactive shlichus? The Gemara tells us that shlichus cannot function retroactively, according to Abaye, and that's the way we paskin. So says the Ktzos, I don't understand how could Tosfos ever say with a straight face that Zachin La'adam Shalo B'fanav works mitam shlichus. He thinks that everyone must hold that it's not really shlichus. No one holds that it works for shlichus. So even though Tosfos says it, it can't be because it's against that Gemara. So what's the mechanism of Zachin La'adam Shalom? We have a machlokas Rishonim. So what is the machlokas all about? So the Ktzos explains as follows. And again, this is a major, major discussion. This is the tip of the iceberg. The Ktzos is one perspective. There's a much discussion arguing with the Ktzos and defending the Bali Tosfos, and this is a very big discussion. But just to quickly throw it out there, the Ktzos suggests that no one holds that Zechia works through Shlichas. Even the Bali Tosfos, no one really holds that works through Shlichas. He thinks that the Rishonim who say that Zechia doesn't work through Shlichas, it's working through Yad. What? Meaning, just like my hand is an extension of me and can acquire my behalf, so too, Dr. Lesson can be my hand. He's an agent, not an agent, not a Shliach. A Yad. No, it sounds confusing because the Ktzos is a tremendous Chiddush. He's saying just like my Yad can acquire something on my behalf, so too other people can be an extension of me, like a Chatzar. My Chatzar can be my Yad, the Gemara says. So too another person can be my Yad. That's what the Ktzos suggests. And the other Rishon who says Zechiyah is mitam Shlichas, it's a Gzeres HaKasav, like Shlichas. Okay, sorry, we're going to have to stop here. But this is a big discussion.